GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. One family's tragedy shocks many more. A car slammed into a tree today, burst into flames. Inside, family members between 8 and 17 years old. Five dead. The family says a 16-year-old was driving. In Valhalla, New York, ABC's Anthony Carlo.
A 16-year-old boy, the family says, may have fallen asleep behind the wheel. No other vehicles were involved. The lone survivor of the crash, a 9-year-old boy, was apparently riding in the hatchback cargo area.
A manhunt for about a dozen teens that police say pulled car thefts, including carjackings in the Louisville area. One happened to Brandon Rogers.
I jumped on the hood. My sister grabbed the window because it was cracked, and she grabbed the window. And that's when they floored it.
To save another troubled bank, Credit Suisse, UBS will take it over. Sources tell ABC News the Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump over a hush payment to a porn actress will hear from an additional witness, Bob Costello, attorney and longtime Trump ally. This is ABC News. People with money in stocks, 401ks, and mutual funds will be watching bank stocks this week with all the news about a few banks that are on shaky ground. ABC's Dave Packer.
That $30 billion injected from bigger banks did little to stop First Republic's continued plunge on Wall Street, with shares falling more than 30% on Friday. First Republic's credit rating downgraded. And overseas, Swiss banking giant UBS to buy a part or all of its struggling rival Credit Suisse amid the latter's liquidity concerns.
These incidents haven't stopped yet. ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Palestinian gunmen opening fire on an Israeli couple in their car in the West Bank town of Hawara. The man and Israeli soldiers at the scene fired back, wounding the gunman, who was pursued by troops and captured. A similar shooting last month prompted Israeli settlers to go on a violent rampage, burning dozens of Palestinian homes and businesses and injuring hundreds.
Coming to movie theaters May 12th, BlackBerry on the meteoric rise and fall of the keyboard phone. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
We're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Little Earthquakes and their new song, Silent Treatment. Before that, we heard their song, Eggshells. Both of those songs are off the Little Earthquakes new CD called Promises. That will be dropping on March 31st. You can catch that on Bandcamp. Their next show is Thursday, April 6th at the Burr Oak with special guest Pink Halo. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and I are live in the Mad Radio 92.7 studios in Madison, broadcasting all over the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. Happy to have you along. Rocker, good evening to you, sir. How you doing, man?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much, man. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. We got a great show for the people. Tell them about it, please.
Jimmy, we have Aaron Weber from MoveToMadison.com. He's going to be here talking about Madison's hot real estate market for sellers. Coming up after 6:30, Curtis Goodman, Terry Barr, she's going to be talking to the native Wisconsinite who's coming back to the Mad City later this month. And Devil's Lair, Jimmy, Dana Perry, new album, new tour. She's also booking the Cargo Coffee East. We'll hear all about that, and she'll perform live at 9 o'clock in the Devil's Lair. And then Max Inc. Heavy, yeah. 10 p.m. to midnight. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're going to be in the studio talking with me and Jimmy, Aaron, Gordon, and the Goat. They stopped by the studio hanging out. And Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, man. I'm super excited about Dana Perry coming into the Devil's Lair. I have not had a chance to listen to her new music. She sent me tracks. We're not going to play any tonight because, you know.
She's going to play them for us.
Right, exactly.
This is going to be your third time in the Lair, Jimmy.
It is. She's a favorite here on Max Inc. Radio. I got the Max track of the week coming up this hour, plus Bar Notes with Terry Barr next hour. How's your bracket doing out there, folks? Who's your dark horse in that bracket? Is your bracket busted yet? 844-967-2789. Let's talk some basketball and bracketology after Kelsey Miles. She was in the Devil's Lair last week, and it just was amazing. Get the podcast right now at civicmedia.us.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just talk at you. Yeah. Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Dark horse in this March Madness bracket stuff happening. Give us a call. Let us know right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER. You don't do the brackets, do you, brother?
I don't, Jimmy. I mean, you know, I was like fourth string on the B team in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wasn't very good at playing basketball either, but it's a lot of fun. You know, a lot of fun to watch.
I enjoyed watching the Badgers when they were, you know, really cranking out a couple years back.
Yeah, man. Badgers on Wisconsin. They're in the NIT right now.
So who is your dark horse, Jimmy?
I don't really have a dark horse, so to speak. I took St. Mary's to the Final Four in my bracket. And that got them losing to Houston. I've got Marquette going all the way, although they're a number two seed. That's not really a dark horse, you know. But there was a lot of dark horses that won. You know, Furman beat Virginia, Princeton beat Arizona, and then of course last night, dude, I mean, you would have been hooked on college basketball if you would have watched the FDU Knights beat the Purdue Boilermakers. They were the number six seed beating the number one seed.
The Boilermakers, huh?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. How is your bracket doing? Who's your dark horse? Who do you got winning the whole thing?
Well, Jimmy, what I want to know, what's your biggest prize you've ever won in the March Madness bracket? So, you know, we want to hear that, too.
You know, I don't bet. I just do these brackets for fun. I have one bracket, and that's all I'm doing right now. So,
well, you can win lots of things. Like in fantasy football, sometimes you, like, win that, like, your opponent has to wear, like, you know, some kind of, like, you know, the opposite jersey. The jersey hates. Like, for you, I mean, you know, if you're playing your wife, Leona, you might say she has to wear a Packer jersey. And I know she loves to do that.
Oh, God, the jersey game. I have excelled and bombed at that at the same time a couple of times. You know, bragging rights is a big thing about this, too.
Oh, yeah.
The bragging rights. Hey, I have the best bracket. I'm in the Civic Media bracket. I'm just looking at the stats.
Are you really?
Yeah. So I'm.
Who's winning in that?
I'm ninth currently in the Civic Media. Pete V. He's in first place.
Yeah.
He has the Bulldogs winning.
Go Pete.
News director Terry Bell.
Yeah.
He's in second. He picked Alabama, and Joanne. She picked Marquette. I like her pick. I'm in ninth. I'm going to sneak up. I'm going to win this thing.
Well, there's still time, right?
I hope so. Lots of time. Lots of hope. That's what the bracket is all about, right? Let's do some brand new Sunspot here. This is from The Strangest Frequency, Spend the Night. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
We are local music. Sunspot there, Spend the Night from The Strangest Frequency. The video for that song is really cool. You can check it out on the Sunspot Facebook page. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at MoveToMadison.com. It is time for the Max Track of the Week, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. This week's Max Track of the Week, we go to Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's very own Brett Newsky. Rocker, you know Brett Newsky.
I do, Jimmy. Yeah. Is this a FCC compliant song?
Yes, I verified it four times before I decided to play it. Brett's been a singer-songwriter in Wisconsin for many, many years. Multiple albums, singles, tours, books, podcasts, videos, drunken stories of past years, and of course, Krusty Adventures, one of my favorites.
Drunken stories.
Yes. Brett has a new album coming out April 7th. It's called Friend Rock. This track is featuring Miles Nielsen on guitar. If we're going to break up, let's make it forever. It's Brett Newsky for the Max Track of the Week on Max Inc. Radio.
Sunny Day. in our each other's punching bag. How long can we go this way? Baby, pull the pin from the grenade. We're way too addicted to the love, hate, tears and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. Hey. Well, I was shooting trash whiskey from a red Solo cup, just to numb the abuse. Don't you think we've had enough? Talk about how long can we go this way? It's way too hard to call the game. Way too addicted to the love, hate, tears and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. Forget
about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. A big deal overseas to prevent a major bank in Europe from collapsing. Swiss bank UBS is buying rival Credit Suisse for $3 billion. UBS chairman Colm Kelleher.
This transaction supports financial stability in Switzerland and creates significant sustainable value for UBS shareholders.
More from CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Regulators in Switzerland wanted to get the deal done before markets opened in Asia. The announcement is important, but doesn't take the pressure out of the banking system overall.
Banks here in the U.S. are still working on a bailout package for First Republic after two other banks collapsed. Republicans are weighing in on former President Trump's possible indictment this week in New York over his alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu on CNN.
A lot of the Democrats have misplayed this in terms of building sympathy for the former president, and it does drastically change the paradigm as we go into the 2024 election.
CBS.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, that
famous ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and all over the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you, giving you some original local music from Wisconsin. Right now, we're going to talk a little real estate rocker with Aaron Weber.
We are, Jimmy. Buying and selling a home can be a stressful and complicated process for many, but for Aaron Weber, it's a streamlined process that he has honed over the years. Aaron has been in the top 1% of real estate agents for the past 9 years, and he's on a mission to provide the utmost level of care, skill, and knowledge to every client during their real estate transaction. Recently, Aaron Weber Group became the proud sponsor of The Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, and he's dropped by the studio to tell us a little bit about what he does and the hot housing market here in Madison. Aaron Weber, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks for having me tonight. I'm glad to be here in studio and just want to kind of share what we know.
Thank you so much for coming in. Before we get into it, are you a bracket guy? Do you got a couple brackets cooking or at least one?
No, I got a couple brackets cooking. I lost pretty bad with Purdue, Arizona. I did go with Baylor the whole way, so we'll see where that goes.
Baylor just, the whole way?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't go Marquette, so I probably should leave quietly through the back door.
That game is tomorrow. So. That's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great game.
Aaron, for our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of knowing or working with you, tell us a little bit about Aaron Weber. What's your backstory?
Well, I grew up in Northeast Iowa, so also don't hold that against me. But I did spend most of my weekends in Wisconsin and Prairie du Chien, so I'm pretty local to the area. I spent my 20s in Los Angeles, so I was living that dream out there. Then after, living the dream up there on Sunset Boulevard and realizing you can't afford that dream.
Was that when you were with Poison?
No, oh, okay. I wasn't with Poison. I don't have a W-2 to prove that I wasn't, though. So I spent my 20s out there, just lived that dream, had a lot of fun, and then it was very expensive, and then I figured I met my wife out there, and she's from Wisconsin. I'm like, well, I'm kind of near there. Let's get back here and see what happens.
What were you doing in the Prairie du Chien area?
Well, I was going to movies back in there when I was a kid and then trying not to get in trouble, but we can't talk about those things.
I like that town. That's why I would bring it up. One of my favorite camping spots is just north of there, actually.
Very good, very good.
Isn't that funny that you would go out to California to meet your wife who's from Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And the Midwest travels very well to California, and then everyone out there just doesn't deal with us very well. So all the Midwestern people get all together, and then they realize that all we like to do is go to bars. So
Packer bars.
Yes.
Aaron, how did you get into real estate and what inspired you to start the Aaron Weber Group and build a team? Tell us about the Aaron Weber Group.
Well, I started in real estate about 12 years ago. So I like real estate. I like helping people. I like, the idea of showing homes, showing what's around, what's available, and getting people informed information. So then I kind of created a team around me of like-minded people who are really passionate about making sure you understand what you're getting into. So the real estate market is very hot.
Yeah.
It's been hot for years, and just knowing, because there's so many wild cards and the biggest purchase of your life, you want to kind of make sure you're working with somebody that has some knowledge base.
Exactly. Mrs. K and I, we kind of dipped our toes in the market. We were thinking about maybe upgrading and selling what we have and get something else with a garage. Talk about the market, especially here in Madison, as such a seller's market. Explain the lack of inventory of homes for sale and how that affects the market and buyers and sellers.
Well, the lack of inventory just drives up pricing. The lack of inventory is based on tons of factors, but builders haven't built. People keep moving to Madison. It's affordable. It's a beautiful town. So people keep coming here, which keeps making our market stronger. Pricing keeps going up. So sellers are in great positions right now. You'd be shocked how much equity you've made in the last 2 years if you've owned a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It is definitely shocking.
You were just talking about that. Some sellers, they're holding out, and they have more equity maybe built up than they think. How do they find out how much equity that they do have in their home and whether it might be, good to list?
Well, the easiest way is to just call me. You know, I come out to your house, tell you your house is worth a lot of money, and you're really excited. You can also go to my website, movetomadison.com. We have a property valuation tool on there. You can just type in your address, and it'll give you an instant valuation quote. But those quotes aren't as good as having a real estate professional come to your house, show you the comps, show you what you can actually get for your house, and show you what you can do with it. Mm. What little fixes you can do to get more out of your house.
Mm.
Even if you're not looking to move today or tomorrow, still give us a call. But if you're going to take over 20 years to sell, maybe not call me because I'm trying to retire by then. So.
Within 15 years,
yeah,
right?
15 years would be fine. But 20, I mean, like, I really kind of want to wind down by then.
Right.
So
Is the craziness, like, before, like, this time last year, the market was just absolutely insane. People were buying houses sight unseen without an inspection or anything like that. Is that still happening, or is that kind of mellowed out a little bit?
That's absolutely still happening. It all depends on price point. We had a listing last week that was priced under $300,000 in Madison, had over 100 people through, 25 offers on it.
Wow.
It's
amazing.
It's sad, but it's also kind of crazy. You know, if you're a buyer in there, you got to make sure you have a strong agent who knows the market and who knows how to get you that house if you want that house.
Yeah, you got to, you know, I want to buy a house. It's a seller's market, like you said. How do I put in the best offer possible? I mean, should I write a letter to the owner about how I really love the house and that I'm an exceptionally good person, or is that a bad idea?
That's probably a bad idea. It's give them a picture of the thumbs up and just, you know, be like, at the end of the day, a smart agent on the other side, if I'm working with you on the buy side, and they're going to want to, that seller's looking at net numbers. They don't, you know, care that you got a gold ribbon or a blue star.
What?
It's shocking.
I'm a cool guy.
I mean, I sent him my resume from, like, when I was in grade school saying, you know, I got, you know, a perfect attendance and, you know, I glued my spelling book together. But, I mean, it didn't really work out that well. It's all about net numbers to the sellers. What's most advantageous for them? Do they need to stay in their home after? Are you flexible on anything? You know, just knowing what you need to know, and a smart agent's going to tell you what you need to know.
You know, there's a lot of realtors out there, Aaron, and,
there's a few of us.
How do you make yourself stand out over the crowd? I mean, like, what's the unique service about the Aaron Weber Group?
Well, I usually wear two different colored socks, so that's probably one thing. I have witty humor.
Yeah.
But seriously, we stand out because, you know, we're very responsive to your guys' questions, your answers, knowing the market, selling the most homes in the Madison area for years, being the top team at First Weber for 7 years straight. Really helps us know what we're doing. We know all the top agents in the area. We know what homes are coming that you don't know of. We know more things than we should know.
Right. Leave it to the professionals is what you're saying. And since you have that number one ranking behind your name, maybe that information is pretty good and you got to take it to heart, right?
Yeah, you should. So, but the other thing on that, like, my last name is Weber, but I don't own the company. If I did, I'd probably be golfing somewhere warm today, not here where it's 12 to 14 degrees. So you got lucky that way.
Well, Aaron, we really thank you so much for coming on, supporting the local music scene, not only here in Madison, but around the state of Wisconsin here on Max Inc. Radio. It does my heart wonders that you're on as a sponsor. We appreciate that. Tell us how we get more information about Aaron Weber Group.
The best way to reach us is movetomadison.com. You'll see all of our info on there. You'll see all the team. You'll see everything you need to do. We have tons of useful information on there. So just reach out that way or just call me on my cell at 608-556-4179. But try not to call late because I get in trouble that way. So.
All right. Keep it a respectable hour. Right. Hey, I'll give you a call tomorrow after that Marquette Baylor game.
Yeah.
We'll have a beer or something like
that. Exactly. So that'll be another Cinderella story where I lose.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, who knows what happens, you know? This tournament has turned out to be crazy. Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And come back again, please.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
We got some work coming up. We're going to talk about camping next hour, Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
It's just around the corner. Camping. Right now, brand new music here from Adem Tesfe Band. This is brand new music called Internal Fire. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
work starts today. So roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid. What you best believe. Before you see now, but if you want it, you got it. That digging inside ya, that burning desire. Ignite your internal fire. Sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat, and I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat, and I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky, and so unique. God made you funky, and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire.
Internal Fire, that's Adem Tesfaye on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I love that new Adem Tesfaye album. It's really good. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Curtis Goodman is having a conversation with Terry Barr after 8:30 tonight. She's also going to check in with Bar Notes after 7 o'clock tonight. And we're going to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Madtown Mannish Boys. Explanation forthcoming. Right now, Brian Cherry out of Milwaukee is Train Wreck on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, I fell in love with the train wreck. I saw it coming, but I could not resist. Her beautiful disaster was going my way. Well, I tried to salvage my life in the junkyard.
searching and ain't got no clue. Lord, it'd be mighty kind of you to let me die.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Mrs. Kane. Get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock On Sin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock On Sin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock On Sin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
It's the Mad City.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Hey.